This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. What's going on here?
No, I'm just laughing because of the music.
Okay.
I forgot, you know, this is the boy band that Backstreet.
Okay.
This is Elliot's music.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
No, it's just funny because it's like when he played, I'm like, and then I was like, oh.
That's my bad. I didn't know. I was too busy looking at Otto Kemp and his face and realizing, you're right, he does have a little bit of an old face.
He looks older.
Yeah.
He looks a little older.
He's got the old face syndrome going on. But we are being joined by Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers, step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot Shore Parks joins us now. What's up, Elliot?
Yes, please. What up? How you guys doing today?
Awesome, man. How you doing?
I mean, you know, the training camp's the best time of the year, and the joint practices are the best part of training camp. So we'll get into it. Wasn't the day the Eagles wanted, but it was fun to be out there and watch it for sure.
Who was out there scrapping, man? I thought some they was out there hooking a little bit.
Yeah, we had our first fight of training camp, and to no surprise, it comes when they're going up against another team. So I didn't see who started it, but it was during a special team drill towards the end of practice, I would say, probably an hour plus into practice. Yeah, it was a fight between the special teams. Everybody got into it. There was probably at one point 50 or 60 players maybe in the scrum. So it was a big one, but no starters, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was a special teams. I think they were doing a punt drill or something like that.
Yeah.
And something broke out right in front of us. So that was interesting to see. But Elliot, I know you like to track this stuff. You obviously keep the W's and L's. Judging based on your intro here, the Eagles taking L to the Browns today?
So the Eagles got the win, but it is a win. So they win today over the Browns. Jalen and Nick moved to 10-2 in joint practices. But this is a win where everybody's calling into WIP on Monday morning, and they're livid with the game. Everybody's talking all week about how they need to play better. So they won, but I did not think it was an impressive showing. And the reason I gave them the win was because I thought the defense was really good today. The defense held the Browns starting offense out of the end zone. I had the Browns starting quarterbacks, which was a mixture of Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, at 13-19 on the day, no touchdowns. They didn't throw any interceptions either. So I thought the defense did well. The offense was really what held them back. If you want to visualize what today looked like, envision last year's win over the Carolina Panthers, where the defense got the job done and the offense kept the opposing team in it. I thought Jalen had probably his worst day of training camp so far. I had him down to 16 of 24, two touchdowns, one interception. But it's a day where the stats don't tell the story. He could have easily had three or four interceptions. Some people will say he had two. I thought on the second one he was sacked before he threw it. But overall, not a good day. But he did lead two touchdown drives, which is why they win. So a win, but not a good one.
You know, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. When you look at the secondary and so many guys getting first-team reps, how concerned are you going into the we've still got a few weeks, but how concerned are you about that with the first game of the season right around the corner?
Yeah, I think the concerning thing is that nobody's settled into that job. Maybe internally they've decided and they're just going to keep kind of cycling guys in and out to see if something changes. But just when it feels like Adoree Jackson has the job locked down, Kelee Ringo gets some first team reps today. Just when it seems like Sidney Brown is going to be the starter, Andrew Makuba is getting some first team reps today. So they definitely seem open to it. Now, new cornerback Ja'Quarion Bennett did not have a good practice today in the reps that I saw from him. He had a pass interference call on him. He let up a long catch down the sideline. Now, this is with the backup, so take that for what it's worth, which I guess arguably makes it even worse. But regardless, not a good day for him. So, yeah, I think it's concerning because when you look at this secondary, we're all just assuming Quinyon, Cooper DeJean are going to be awesome. And they very well might be. They're great players. But if they take even a little bit of a step back, all of a sudden you have major problems all throughout the secondary. So I definitely think it's a concern.
Yeah, Elliot. And I mean, both those jobs, the second corner job, second safety job. Do you think right now there are front runners in place, or do you look at it with what, 3 weeks to go? Do you think these kind of competitions are still wide open on defense?
So I think if they were playing the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow, it would probably be Sidney Brown next to Reed Blankenship. And then obviously Cooper DeJean would play safety when they were in base. And I think it would be Adoree Jackson opposite Quinyon in that other starting corner spot. But they don't play Dallas tomorrow. And I think that things could definitely change. It surprised me a little bit how Makuba is getting first team reps. It felt like when he was gone, Sidney kind of separated himself. I thought he had a good initial first preseason game. I thought he was good in the open practice at the link on Sunday night. And it seemed like he had been starting to really get that job down. But they're putting Makuba out there with the first team defense, so they're clearly still open to it. But I wouldn't say either has a stronghold on the job, but I would say the front runners would probably be Sidney and Adoree Jackson at this point.
Yeah, and Elliot, one of the guys we talked to today was Aziz Ojulari. What is that rotation looking like right now with the pass rushers? Who's going with the first team, and what does that look like at this point?
Yeah, so Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, I believe, will be the starters week one. Nolan Smith, definitely. I think there is a world where Jalix Hunt starts, but maybe a guy like Josh Uche plays more snaps than him. But of the edge rushers, I think it's those three, and then it's the next group. Aziz Ojulari, I think, has not had a stellar camp so far, but he had a great day of practice today. He got a sack on Joe Flacco, and then he also had a really nice play against the run. So obviously that play against the run is huge. Just ask Bryce Huff what Vic Fangio does to edges that can't play the run. So the fact that he had a good play out there today against the run is encouraging. Patrick Johnson is another name I would at least keep an eye on. He's somebody that's a big special teams player for them. He's been getting some first team reps, and they cut him last year and he got claimed by the Giants. So you wonder if they'd be a little worried about losing him if they were to release him again. But yeah, I think there's those top three with Nolan, Jalix Hunt, and Josh Uche. And then that second group, I don't think anybody has really jumped out yet to separate themselves.
Yeah, and Elliot, you look at the offensive part of it, and as you said, they didn't have a very good day today. What do you attribute that more to? Was that the Eagles' offensive line getting beat up, or was that Jalen struggling? What did you see most from the offense today that led to the struggles?
So I don't think it was Jalen missing guys. Like, there weren't throws to be made that I saw that he missed. There were just, he was running a lot today, and that's because of the offensive line. I thought the Browns got good pressure on him. It's always hard to tell where that pressure is coming from, but if you think about the offensive line that they had last year, for majority of practice today, they had three new starters because Lane Johnson was in and out of practice today as they try to get their backup tackle some reps. Obviously, Landon Dickerson's not playing. Brett Toth was in for him, and Tyler Steen didn't start last year. So at one point, it's Matt Pryor, Tyler Steen, Cam Jurgens, Brett Toth, and Mailata. So they had new guys in there, and I thought Jalen definitely got pressure on him. That being said, I do think Jalen was a little more reckless with the ball than he normally is. I mean, he even had an interception in one-on-ones, which you almost never see from a quarterback in one-on-ones. Those are very, very, very rarely picked off. So he wasn't missing wide-open throws. I just thought it was kind of a sloppy day.
Yeah, and Elliot, I mean, the Landon Dickerson thing obviously goes down with the injury. Could have been a lot worse. But, you know, if the Eagles do need to play a week or two, whatever it is at the beginning of the season without him, how much of an issue is that? And do you think a guy like Brett Toth would be able to fill that role until Landon's able to get back?
I think it would be concerning. I mean, Brett Toth has never played meaningful snaps in the NFL. Now, I will say this, that we all agree Jeff Stoutland is, if not the best offensive line coach, he certainly is a great offensive line coach that's consistently gotten the best out of players. And he's always had Brett Toth here. Like, Brett Toth has been here for, I think, 7 years now. So he's always around. He's always a player Stoutland wants in his room. So Stoutland clearly has some type of confidence in him. But that being said, he's never really played. So if, you know, week one, Landon Dickerson is not out there and it's Brett Toth, you're looking at two new guards from last season. And that's not just the guards then that are impacted by it. Cam Jurgens, his job becomes harder. The job for both the tackles becomes harder. So yeah, I think no land in week one, if that were to happen, or even longer, is definitely a concern until Brett Toth shows he can, you know, be a good guard at the NFL level in games.
You know, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. Who stuck out to you at camp today? Who had a really good day at camp, in your opinion?
So I said Azeez Ojulari. I think Azeez Ojulari had a really good day. I would say on the offensive side of the ball, Johnny Wilson had two really nice catches. He won the 50-50 balls down the field that you want to see him going up and getting. So he had a good day. I thought Will Shipley looked really good today. I think
Did he break away, man? Did he have any breakaway runs? Because we talked to Will about that today.
Yeah.
And,
so
you know, he said he's working on that.
So it's hard to tell in practice sometimes, and Hugh, you can probably speak to this better, but like, there are times where a running back gets through a hole and a defender just puts his hand on him and the play kind of ends, but you never know in a game had he been able, you know, to bring him down. But I thought he looked good today. I definitely think he's, as a runner, an upgrade over Kenny Gainwell from what they had last year. And I do think he has close to breakaway speed. So I thought he had a good day. And then on the defensive side of the ball, like I said, I thought Azeez had a good day. And in the secondary, I can't think of anyone that stood out right now. But, yeah, I would say Azeez, Will Shipley, and Johnny Wilson are three guys that stood out.
Okay.
And just one more for you here, Elliot. A.J. Brown not at practice today. All good with A.J.?
Yeah, I think that's the assumption. I don't think there's any concern that he won't play week one against Dallas. I thought he might be back by now. He did some individual work at practice earlier in the week and then didn't do it today. I think that's probably just because it was Cleveland and practice was structured a little different. So I would expect him to be out there for Dallas week one. But, yeah, I mean, he's been out almost a week, and that's definitely not a good thing.
Yeah, well, another joint practice, Eagles and Browns coming up tomorrow. And I have one more question for you, Elliot. Earlier today, I'm not sure you heard what happened. Joe Flacco went into the bathroom here by the RV. John Ritchie sprinted and followed him in. Is that a weird move or not?
So based off that description, I would definitely have to say yes, right? I mean, those porta potties
are. Have a conversation with him, yeah.
Yeah, those porta potties are tight quarters too. That's not like not going into the work bathroom, you know, like that's a tight quarter. So I will say, though, from what I hear, Joe Flacco waited in line for the bathroom, which what a classy move. You know, you're Joe Flacco, like, you can just go in and go. You have practice to get to. So, yeah, weird move by Richie, if that's what happened.
Thank you, Elliot.
No problem.
Not that
yes.
That one was very controversial, but appreciate it. Elliot Shore Parks joining us today, 94WIP's Eagles reporter. Elliot will be on the scene tomorrow as the Eagles take on the Browns again. So the Eagles get the win, Hugh. How about that?
That's not a bad day. Even from where we're sitting, that's why I'm saying you can never glean from practice, because from where we're sitting, they're like they took the L in the fight. And I like they were kind of getting beat up at practice. But, yeah, good day for the Eagles.
Yeah. I saw that. I think the second pick that Jalen threw is the one that we saw here. But Elliot said he thought it was a sack before that anyway. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, not it didn't – and like you said, it didn't look like a great day for the offense from what we could see here. But it's kind of tough to see from our vantage.
Yeah, it's like when people ask, hey, what do you think of practice? Hey, dog, I'm – sitting in the trailer all day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get to see a little bit of practice. So yeah. It's like when you ask me for an intimate breakdown, I mean, I'm not trying to be a nudge, but I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we did get to see some of the offense versus the Browns
a little
defense,
bit.
Though. The Browns offense, Eagles defense, that was on the field further away from us.
Yeah, and if you want to play-by-play now, there's a few guys. Looks like Brown players are out here, you know, just getting acclimated to the field, you know, doing some work. I saw Elliot posted a picture of Shador, I think, before he got hurt.
Yeah. Shador got hurt.
You know, throwing, you know, working on his footwork and everything. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard for us because of what we do to really be able to break down practice like that.
Their quarterback situation is bizarre. I mean, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders. It's just a very weird situation.
It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. You know, the world went crazy last week when Shador had his debut. When he went out there and he played, he had his debut.
His what?
Yep.
And his debut.
Yeah.
And all right. They went crazy. Yeah. You know.
That's the way now. Hugh pronounced
the butt.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's the butt.
But yeah, Shador looked like a minor injury today.
And you know, everybody was excited about that. I feel like this when it comes to that young man is that he has a place in the NFL. I don't think it's with the Cleveland Browns, though.
Probably
I think it would
not.
Be with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. And it just felt weird for them to draft him right after they drafted another rookie quarterback.
No. When they drafted him, the weirdest thing was, you know how people, when you draft certain guys or you get somebody that might have fallen, everybody kind of looked like, damn, like they were doing somebody a favor.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like when you'd say your mom said, if you eat your vegetables, I'll take you to Wally World or whatever, and you can get an ice cream or whatever, but you got to eat the vegetables first.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like that. They were salty.
It did look like that. It wasn't like there was a bunch of high-fiving going
on.
Yeah, it
was salty.
Who knows? Maybe they got lucky. Maybe he can play. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Things we've been talking about today. Do you fully trust Rob Thompson pushing the right buttons, managing the Phillies to a World Series? Welcome to get in on that. Taiwan Walker versus Ranger Suarez. Who would you feel more comfortable starting in a postseason game right now? And with the Eagles defense, do you think they're good or do you think they need another move? I think they're good. I'm not going to lie, though. Elliot does concern me a little bit, talking about the corners, talking about the safety situation. They got to get that figured out sooner rather than later. Let's go back to the phones. Ugh.
Oh, yeah,
Cowboy Jim.
Since we're going back to the phone before you do that, Terrence said you need to do a better job of working the time to talk to the callers.
Terrence said that?
Who said that?
Yeah, Terrence sent me. He said, he said you need to do a better job of that.
Okay.
KT.
Oh, Terrence.
Well, yeah. I mean, in fairness to TK, you're not always entirely sure when the player is going to be coming by after practice. So
yeah, I'm just a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to. I hope Terrence isn't upset with me. I meant no disrespect.
We're gonna replay it a little later because people have requested that we hear it again.
Oh wow!
And we'll
oh no, you people! I forgot about you people.
Uh-huh. They didn't forget about you.
Right.
You
I'm
did
sure
rush
they did.
Him off the phone. you know what made it bad, TK?
Man.
Like when Joe does it, Joe allows the person to stop talking, and then he'll say, "Hey, well, we got to go. You know, we'll put you on hold or whatever."
Yeah,
you told him bye.
I did. And well, you know, no. What made it worse, and this was you being a bad teammate, Hugh. You called me out on it. Wouldn't let it go. That's what made it a bad thing.
I am an agent of chaos.
You're
man.
A bad
like
teammate.
I'm sorry. I just like. I like. It was funny because it was like, damn, you ain't even. He was talking. He said, "Oh, dog, we."
Oh man, I'm already cringing thinking about hearing this back at 1:45.
There's been some good times down here at the NovaCare. Where's this NovaCare? Yeah, the NovaCare. I forgot. Where
are you all right?
For a minute.
You forgot where
I'm
we
a little
were?
Loopy. I'm a little loopy, man. All that sugar I had this morning, you know, he got me a little sighted.
Man, Cowboy Jim, what's up, Cowboy Jim?
Oh, is it my turn now? Can I go? Can I speak now?
You know what, Jim? I might have to cut you off, too.
You're doing a bad job, TK. I want to hear what you people have to say about this. Hey, if John Ritchie goes into the bathroom at Chicky and Pete's and a fan goes in to want to talk to him, he'd come right out and complain. All you hosts at WIP complain about that stuff. So it's for Ritchie. It's okay for me, but not for thee. Is that what's going on down there at WIP?
Well, Jim, did you have a personal experience? Did you follow Richie into the bathroom or something?
people follow me into the bathroom. They want to talk to me, and I'm like, hey, you know, give me a break. God. Give me a second here. Hey, listen, this Friday at 7 o'clock, I'll be destroying that idiot from San Diego on OG Wade's podcast, Knowledge Without College. So turn the...
I will not be listening.
Oh, wow. Appointment listening. Can't wait to hear that one, Jim.
Turn the Phillies game down and listen to me destroy that idiot.
Don't turn the Phillies game down. Don't listen to Jim and OG Wade bicker.
And,
yeah, please.
And for you Philly fans out there, except for last night, it was, we're going to the World Series. Now it's, we can't get to the World Series if we don't get a bye in the playoffs. Pitchers need to be on the 10-day IR. We can't beat the Brewers. And now we've got toppers and non-toppers.
I don't think I've said that.
Yeah,
exactly. Non-toppers.
Where are you? Which one are you, Jim? Are you topper or non-topper?
I'm a topper.
Come on,
man,
big guy.
I'm a topper. As for the Cowboys winning the East, listen, the Eagles have a tough schedule. Jaden Daniels is a fraud. Did you see the list of quarterbacks that Jaden Daniels beat last year? I mean, come on. He beat Daniel Jones twice, Andy Dalton, Caleb Williams. Come on. These are jokes.
Well, what you're thinking higher of Dak and your guys this year, Jim?
Hey, Hugh.
What?
With all due respect, and I'm saying with all due respect. Okay, you said you wanted to be the bandit and you wanted Jaden's mom to be next to you, but with all due respect, she's probably a lovely lady, but I don't see the attraction. With all due respect,
I mean, she's a nice looking lady.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Jim?
No, because I slid in her DMs and she ain't saw my scene.
Oh, really?
Response. Yeah, no,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Okay. Well, to
when
each.
When she sees it, and then she's going to be like, hey, I need to get to Philly.
To each their own. Shoot your shot, Hugh. Shoot your shot. Let's go to.
Shoot the J's. Shoot it.
Let's go to Big V. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, man, first of all, let me know you got somebody coming up because I don't want the Terrence treatment.
Yeah, he totally disrespected Terrence.
You're not going to live that one down, I guess.
Terrence is going to hate me forever now. What am I going to do?
Hey, let me quote Hugh TK. With all due respect, I mean, I would like a little heads up.
You might have to. You might be next, Big V. You better watch it.
you know I love you, right?
Okay, boy.
Look, everybody you interviewed today should have just pled their First Amendment rights, not to answer, you know, for incrimination. Because you sat up there and tried to have dude dry snitch about the team he left to be with the Eagles. Come on,
Listen, man.
That was great. I thought it was a great
question.
Listen,
man, I am a radio host. I am employed to ask the tough questions.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I got to do it.
I listened to an episode of Law and Order.
You was a hard-hitting journalist, Big V.
I want the truth. I want to get the truth.
Yeah, that's what you want to call it? Okay, let's do that. TK, man, what's going on with you, baby?
What's up, Big V? What do you got on the birds today?
Well, first, I love the fact that you're filling in because you're
This is like an Aaron San Diego-esque call, Big V.
Oh, no, I'm not even half as bad as Aaron in San Diego. But
I get to the point here, sooner or later.
What's up with the birds is this. I mean, yeah, we got some missing positions. Yeah, they haven't been filled right now, but that's what training camp is all about. If one thing the Eagle fans should know, understand, respect, and have patience with is that Fangio is good at preparing the team for whoever we meet. We had the same situation last year, and we were the number one defense. We've got the same situation this year. We've got people with more talent, younger, faster, and hungrier.
More talent? What are you talking about?
You heard him. I'm talking.
You are delusional.
Oh, okay, here we go. Okay, Kyle, let's spew that negativity. Why am I delusional?
I'm not spewing negativity. I'm living in reality.
Okay, so why are you screaming?
Because you're bothering me.
That's how you talk. See, I understand you don't have the proclivity, so what I'll do is I'll write
I don't even think you know what that word means. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll write everything out in crayon and I'll mail it to you. Okay, Kyle?
Wow, this is getting contentious. Any retort, Kyle?
No, I'm just, I'm going to let him drown.
All right, Big V, are you done? Can I hang up now or no?
No, but, I mean, let's talk Phillies.
Let's talk. What do you got on the Phillies?
God help us.
Well, this is what I got on the Phillies. Relax about the pitching situation. One thing that Topper has been masterful this year is load management, giving people the rest they need to recover, to bring them back, and talking with them to get them back to their level of performance.
Talking with them, you heard him.
Yes, being a coach. Y'all heard me. So, you know, everybody that's on DEFCON 3 with this thing with the Phillies, relax. You got this.
Well, I got you, Big V. Appreciate the call. So relax on the Phillies. And, yeah, I mean, even I can't corroborate that, Big V. I mean, I'm not worried about the defense. I, at the same time, cannot say they are more talented than they were last year.
That's lofty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
That's pretty lofty.
You look at the secondary, there's no way you can say they're more talented at this point. I think they could be in good shape. They could be right. I don't know.
It was like, oh, because like I'm trying to figure out where I'm using. I mean, it's a work in progress. I think that's the safe word to use.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to use better words when I you know, describe certain things. I'm working on my vocabulary.
I think your vocabulary is fine.
Well, because Kyle's not in my head. That doesn't bother me. It's
hullabaloo or hoobaloo.
You know, since I'm vibrating on a high level right now, I gotta kind of step my game up.
Yeah, I do like that being your new thing. You're just vibrating on a higher level than all of the rest.
Very annoying. Very annoying.
I was about to say that irritated the hell out of Kyle.
I've enjoyed it. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Last segment coming up. We'll get to some calls next. We'll check in with you people. Here we go again. And then we'll also get Jerry Jones. Very revealing comment. Hughes fellow A-listers, one of Hughes' fellow A-listers, had a few things to say about Jerry and the Cowboys. Yeah, I'm having a rough time now. That's coming up next. The very smooth transition as we move forward to break. Alongside Hugh Douglas at the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, y'all, guess what? Fall's right around the corner. You know what that means? Two things, football and pumpkin spice season, pumpkin spice. And this year, Hatfield is taking the game to a whole new level with their newest game changer. Changer. It's called Pumpkin Spice Thick Cut Bacon. I was so excited to say it. I missed the word. But let me tell you, people, I've had this bacon. Y'all know how initially I felt about pumpkin spice. I feel different. I really, really do. I like the pumpkin spice bacon. I like the way it makes me feel. I like the way it tastes. And for a limited time, you could find it too. But you got to go to your local grocery store. And if you want, you got to visit Simply Hatfield to find out where to buy it. That's simplyhatfield.com. Better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIB. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly and Hugh Douglas. We are broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Eagles finishing up practice a little bit ago with the Cleveland Browns joint practice. Another joint practice tomorrow. Elliott gave the Eagles the win, but said it was not a very impressive day for the Birds.
Yeah, a little ugly. A little ugly, but hey, you're going to have days like that. You know, when it's a little ugly.
Yeah. Training camp, I mean, up and down. It's a monotonous process, but the Eagles getting their work in the day. Preseason game coming up on Saturday. You want to get on the Birds, you're welcome to. Talking about the defense a lot today. Anything that you were concerned, do you think the Eagles need to make another move when it comes to the defense to address the secondary? Also, we were talking about the Phillies earlier on, Rob Thompson. Do you trust him to push the right buttons, manage his team to a World Series? Taiwan Walker versus Ranger Suarez. Who would you feel better about starting a playoff game? All that on the table that we've been discussing today. But we need to get to some sound here, Hugh. Because yesterday, I guess it was, Denzel Washington, who's got a new movie coming out, he was on ESPN. He was on First Take with Stephen A.
Yes.
And was talking about, you know, his Cowboys fandom, which I didn't know. I did not know that Denzel was a Cowboys fan.
Probably been hiding.
Yeah, he's been in hiding for years, as many of Cowboys fans do these days. And it has not been a very fun existence for Cowboys fans, obviously. Here was Denzel yesterday talking about that on ESPN.
I grew up in Mount Vernon, uptown.
Money earning.
The Red Raiders, we were the Red Raiders in the 60s. I was the running back, and we used to shift like the Cowboys.
Landry.
So I said, oh, the Cowboys play like us.
Right.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. He's making it hard for me.
Wow.
Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat. But he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket.
How about that?
That was powerful. And the way he delivered it, though.
I thought he was done.
TK tried to cut him off like he did Terrence.
I know.
TK has a problem with cutting people off.
I tried to Terrence him.
He's a premature finisher. He's a premature finisher. You got to work on that, dog. You got to work on that. I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying. Anyway, Denzel, how about him coming after Jerry Jones? You know, premature finishing there.
There's box office. And there's Oscars. Oh,
I thought you. Oh, there you go. I did it too.
Jerry.
Why don't you both, but you guys.
Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show. You wouldn't know.
Ooh.
Wouldn't been to the show. You wouldn't know.
Uh-oh.
Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win.
Now you may go.
Thank you. Because you know what it is? Because Denzel, to be fair to me and TK, he was monologuing there a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was great to hear, but that's not the fan base. Like, that's not, as sports fans, we're not used to you going into movie mode when you're talking.
He was doing
the
actor thing.
Yeah, he was. He definitely was doing act.
Which you would know about.
He's Denzel. Yeah, he's Denzel. He can do that. He's one of the greatest actors that ever did it. But yeah, that was a whole lot of monologuing.
Well, regardless.
He's right.
Yeah. Well, regardless of us stepping on the Denzel sound, what he said I thought was tremendous. I mean, to rip Jerry Jones, rip the owner of the Cowboys, that's amazing stuff. And I think he speaks pretty much for every Cowboys fan at this point. Because what the hell is Jerry Jones doing?
I don't know, man. You know, it's funny. I know some people that are in my circle that are Cowboys fans, and they're looking at this season and what he's doing, and they're like, dog, what are we going to do? And that's the thing that I guess is hard for him. I could care less, but when I hear him talk, they're talking about going into the season. You got your quarterback talking about, we'll see y'all in the NFC Championship game. Like, seriously, dog? Like, your best pass rusher, one of your best players, isn't playing right now. Haven't gotten a contract. CeeDee Lamb getting in the way of the ref. Getting his back blown out.
That was hilarious.
And you have an owner that it feels like, to me, it won't be long now before he cancels himself, because he's going to say something that he can't walk back.
Well, he's just lost his mind. And it was funny to hear Denzel Washington, a lifelong Cowboys fan, come out and rip him. But Jerry Jones just can't get out of his own way. Here was Jerry talking the other day at Cowboys camp just about the state of the franchise.
I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The Cowboys are a soap opera 365 days.
The stream will begin
when it gets slow. I'll start.
Please take your seats.
And so it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players, but there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion, and if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's talking about the team. He's bragging about the fact that they're a soap opera if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm saying, Jerry, shut up. We don't want to be a soap opera. We want to be a Super Bowl contending football team.
Well, he took you behind the curtain. He took you behind the curtain, told you everything you need to know and how he feels about it, because he's not lying to a certain extent. And I know people don't want to hear this, but it's the Cowboys, so I'm going to keep it a bean. He's staying relevant. And for him, that keeps his pockets lined. That allows him to fly in on helicopters and show his friends his investments, and his investments are the players that are on the field. I remember hearing that story about they were in practice last year at some point, and he flew in on his helicopter and had some of his friends who said, hey, yeah, these are my guys, and da-da-da-da. That's what it's all about for him. Because to his, he's right, that star still has some cachet, and people are still going to tune in to the Dallas Cowboys. He's still going to sell the stadium out. He's going to have concerts and all that other stuff. But as far as trying to win championships, he's letting you know exactly where he stands with that. He doesn't care. He's carrying this thing out with Michael Parsons for what? And the idiotic stuff that you say in the press conference does not help negotiations at all. You know what I mean? It just doesn't help. I remember back in the day when you negotiated contracts like this, they were behind closed doors. You heard like little rumblings about what was going on. But for the most part, it was like, hey, man, we're in negotiations. We're talking, and we're going to leave it at that. He likes all this attention. He likes the fact that he's the show. When we were talking yesterday, I talked about how he made himself relevant. When he took over the Cowboys, when he fired Jimmy Johnson, it was because he wanted to be that guy. He wanted to be out in the front and make all the decisions. How has that worked out for him? Now, when you talk about from a monetary standpoint, they're printing money hand over fist. But they're not going that's it. They're not going anywhere. They're not winning any championships. The closest they were to win a championship was like about what, 5 years ago, when all the pundits picked them to be the team that comes out of the East.
Right.
And they had a first round bye, right? And I think it was when Green Bay came to them. They had Green Bay Packers had to come to them, and Green Bay beat them in Dallas.
Yeah.
Beat them in Dallas.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't think they had a bye that year, but they won the division.
Well, yeah, whatever it was.
And, the Packers went and put 50 on him. And as an Eagles fan, it makes me feel great. I mean, let's be very clear here. They're done as long as Jerry Jones still has his hands in things.
It's his son, Steven, sit there and can't do nothing with his pop.
No.
He say nothing to him. He's just out there saying, going all willy-nilly. And then Steve say, hey, Dad, could you shut up, son.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. How do you feel about it, Kyle? How happy does it make you to hear Jerry Jones brag about being a soap opera 365 days a year?
I mean, it's just hilarious to hear him actually openly admit that when things are quiet, he does something and says something to stir it up. Like, we all knew that already. But for him to come out and straight up say it, I don't know how you can be a Cowboys fan and not just feel absolutely awful when you hear something like that. Like, could you imagine Jeffrey Lurie would never, ever do something like that.
No real
owner would ever do something like that. Jerry Jones is not, he's not a real person.
And no, it's basically saying, I mean, we'd rather people talk about us, even if it's bad, than win, yeah. Which is just,
it's crazy. Everything you expect the Cowboys to be.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Sean in New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey, KK, Hugh, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. Hugh, I owe you an apology.
What'd I do?
Last time we talked, I called in about Micah Parsons, and I kept on cutting you off, and I was raised to respect my elders, and I disrespected you, so I'm sorry. You didn't get your
point. Don't worry about it. I don't mind.
I appreciate the apology, but you don't have to apologize, man. We do radio all day. We disrespect each other every day, so it's not that big a deal. Par for the course.
No, I apologize. It's my fault. TK, last time we talked was August 4th, and just after the trade deadline, and you mentioned Harrison Bader, and I caught in saying that Bader's not your second tier, your bat that you wanted in the outfield at the deadline, but he's going to come through in the clutch. I'm not sure if you remember that. I said he batted lead off when he was playing for New York, if that's kind of jolting your memory a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay, so he's done pretty good so far, I think. He had a great catch defense, and he hit a home run already, so I think he's really coming through. And Thompson, I think he's going to make the right decisions in the postseason with this lineup that he has now. But if the team falls short based on his decisions in the postseason, I think there's going to have to be a serious conversation in the offseason if he's really this right guy for the job.
Yeah, I mean, and I personally think he is, Sean. I think Rob Thompson is the right manager for the job. And as far as the Bader thing, like, I was fine with the Harrison Bader move. Like, I thought that was a good move. My thing was always just, I think they needed one more bat. Like, I think they needed one more piece, whether that was, and the guy I really look at is Eugenio Suarez. I mean, I look at what he went for to Seattle, and he went for their 9th best prospect, their 16th best prospect, their 17th best prospect. That was really it.
He stunk in Seattle, though.
Yeah, who, Suarez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. It's only a few weeks. Okay. But I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I just wanted a bigger bat. That's all.
I understand. I mean, but obviously you didn't get the bigger bat, and obviously recently the bottom half of the lineup has really kind of picked it up a little bit in these games. I mean, they swept Texas, and, you know, it's, you know, I think you can make do with what you have now, and I think Thompson can really make do with the lineup that he has with the bullpen and everything. And but like I said before, if he makes the wrong decisions in the postseason or it comes back to bite him in the butt, it's going to be he's going to have a serious conversation with himself in the offseason, and Dombrowski too. Like, is he really the right guy for the job? So, I mean, that's just me. I have faith in him, but, I mean, if he falls through again, it's other people are going to be talking. And
well, yeah, no question about it, Sean, and appreciate the call. I just think Dombrowski's the guy who we should really have our eyes on more as far as job security. Now, let me make it clear. I don't think Dombrowski's going anywhere. I don't think John Middleton would fire him. But if we're looking objectively at whose job should be on the line, I think Dombrowski should be on the hot seat much more than Rob Thompson.
I mean, I hear you, but what Rob Thompson has been able to accomplish over the last couple of years, he's going to be the fall guy. He's going to be Colt Severs in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it.
No question.
And I know he's been swinging the bat better lately, but I just can't stomach the idea of Max Kepler in a postseason lineup. Like, that just, it doesn't make me feel good.
Hey, TK, I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I feel like you're ducking you. He's ducking you.
Oh. All right, time to go to you people.
You people.
You got me.
It's
got
time me. To hear from thing. You people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was trying to duck you people. We knew what you were trying to do.
We called
Hugh's been a terrible. Hugh's been a terrible teammate to me today. Yeah. All day long.
My God. All day I'm looking long, at him, man. And he looking at me because he want me to have a retort for the baseball conversation.
You can only duck you people for
so long. No, dog, you running up against it.
Especially since they're
one day Hugh likes you people when I'm in. Well, he knows he avoids all
know.
The smoke.
Well,
Hugh's getting some too. But you can't avoid it, especially now that it's sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. So every time Aaron in San Diego has a bad day on the phone lines, which at this point is pretty much every day.
Every day.
Yeah. He runs to the YouTube chat for damage control, and it's just a sight to see. You'd have to see it.
maybe I'll check. Actually, I'm too scared to look at the comments.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's very annoying. Just as he is on the phone lines. When we started the show today, here comes 4 hours of complete nonsense. See, Hugh, we were looking for a nickname for our show not too long ago. That could be it. 4 hours of complete nonsense.
Yeah, I like that one. Mm-hmm.
I think this guy might be new around here because he said that's not the Eagles, Hugh Douglas, is it?
Yeah, I guess.
That's it.
What other one would it be?
who else would it be?
Yep.
I feel like my feelings is kind of hurt a little bit. What does that mean?
It's not the man
you're
he once knew.
Unrecognizable?
Yeah.
Like I've let myself go.
Hugh Douglas is on Topper's payroll, clearly. Topper's payroll
here
now.
Here we go. Yep. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hugh looks like a homeless fisherman.
That's a good
bucket
one.
Hat. Yep.
It's a WIP bucket hat. I was representing today.
Not the Buckies.
Good. I think it looks good.
You're on a big bucket hat kick. Hugh is now reaching Jerry Jones levels of senile. That's got to hurt.
A little bit.
With all due respect, TK is a jerk.
What did I do?
I don't know.
You can't really say that.
I said with all due respect,
all due
though.
Respect.
That's the rule.
Okay, say that.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yep. Tom Kelly looks like he should be mowing the lawn at the NovaCare.
As they mow the lawn. Yep. Oh, they're treating the grass out here as we speak.
I do look like one of those guys.
I could see it. TK looks like he picks drunk fights at the bar because his brother's a cop and he can get away with it.
That's very specific. That is
not
very
bad.
Specific.
Yep. Tom Kelly looks like a retired leprechaun.
What did he retire from?
Being a leprechaun.
I'm too old. I aged out.
People don't take him seriously anymore. A golf coach that asks the student how to play. looks like the local paper boy in the hood.
Oh, that's cold.
All right, and this might be the meanest of them all. Have you ever heard of Flat Stanley?
A flat? Wait a minute, that's the little doll that they take. It takes pictures with everybody, right?
Flat Stanley, yeah.
Yeah, the flat. That's mm-hmm. that's right. Yep. That's the Flat Stanley. Yeah.
TK got Fat Stanley today.
Oh my god, cool.
That's not nice. Man.
That wasn't.
That's,
nice.
That's you people for you.
Oh, you people.
Yep, and they did. They did request to hear you running Terrence off the phone again earlier.
It's up to these players to finish the job. And as the playoff starter right now, I'm taking Taiwan because Ranger, the biggest thing about Ranger, he's been inconsistent to me.
I hear you, Terrence. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you cut him off quick.
Oh man, that was awful.
It was like double dutch. You just jumped in. You jumped in when you weren't supposed to.
You dominated.
I just have my head in my hands. If you're watching on the YouTube, that was painful to listen to. How poorly I handled that.
Yeah, I did
my job poorly too.
Yeah, you did a horrible.
And by all accounts, Terrence not happy with it either.
Did Terrence have something to say?
Yeah, he said you owe him an apology.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Terrence. I apologize.
That was horrible.
It was. Hugh has been such a bad teammate.
It was funny, but it was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was not cool.
Well, I'm sorry to Terrence. I'm sorry to the audience for running him early today.
That was.
But thank you to you people as always. Is it your favorite part of the day when I'm in here?
Yeah, because you take the heat off of me.
Yeah.
You take the heat off of me. I still cause the heat, though, the homeless fisherman.
That was good.
That was pretty hurtful.
That was good. But fun show today down at training camp. Joe and Hugh, you guys will be at McGurk's in Lionville tomorrow.
Yeah, how far is that?
I'm not sure. But you guys will be there tomorrow. Thank you to Kyle Quinn back in the studio. Thanks to Francisco Rojas here on site producing the show. Stay tuned. Afternoon show is next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.